All right, as previously stated, we are so happy to have Sister Evelyn Sprinkle speaking to us this morning. We love and appreciate Brother and Sister Sprinkle. They are great leaders in our church, and Sister Sprinkle, she does so many things in our church. She helps us in our church office, and she is a prayer warrior. She helps many of our ladies in the church. So once again, it is a great honor to hear from her this morning. I'm going to go ahead and give it over to Sister Sprinkle. Go right ahead, Sister Sprinkle.
Thank you, Brother Vic. Praise the Lord, Church. First of all, I want to give glory and honor to God, by all things are made by Him. And I also want to give honor to our pastor. I'm so thankful for our pastor. Since we've been in this, we were in the shutdown, I saw Pastor work diligently and prayerfully, seeking the mind of God that somehow we could have church and how we were going to do it. And I'm very thankful for all the devotions. I'm thankful that our pastor, that he loves us and he wants to see us all succeed and be used of God. I want to give honor to Sister Clark. She's the meekest person I know, and I love her very much. And I want to give honor to my husband. I love him. He's a great example to me. I'm also very thankful to the church. Church, I want you to know that I'm forever indebted to you. I love every one of you. I want to talk a little bit of today about God's promises. Promises that He's given to the church and promises that He's given to us individually. Promises, some have been fulfilled, some are still unfulfilled. But nevertheless, God is faithful. They will come to pass. I want to go to the Word of God, 2 Peter 3:9. It says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." I looked up the word slackness, and it says, having or showing laziness or negligence. So we know that our God is none of those things because He's not slack concerning His promises. I know that there's some promises that God has promised me, and I've not seen them fulfilled yet, but I'm seeking His face. I want to resurrect those promises. Sometimes as we go through life, you know, they sort of go on the back burner, but, you know, God's been showing me through these last few weeks that there's a fire within our church, but the Lord's wanting to revive every one of us. He wants to revive those promises again. And I'm so thankful that we have access to God any time, any night, any minute, any hour, and He's never too busy. And He will meet us. And I'm so thankful for that today. I want to read another scripture. It says, "For all the promise," it's on 2 Corinthians 1:20. "For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us." You know, I've been in the church a long time. And I remember when the Lord gave the promise to the church that we were going to have a revival coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And yes, we've had some revivals, but we haven't had the one that God has promised us. And I think as God's people, we've got to go before His throne. And we've got to remind Him, not that He doesn't already know, because He knows all things, but we got to remind Him that, God, we want that. We want to see that, because that's a promise, that there was going to be an ingathering of so many souls, and not just new souls, but so many souls that are backslid. If all the backsliders would come back, we couldn't even... we'd have to have another church just for backsliders. And that's really been burning down deep in my heart because, you know, I have a lot of backslidden family. And I'm not giving up. I'm never going to give up until my last breath. But I do think that we have to get mindful and get it in our minds that, God, we want this, and we're going to keep knocking until we get it. And I want to read one other scripture. It's in Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Church, you know what? God's got it. We're on a journey. And sometimes things sidetrack us. But we need one another to say, hey, you know, we need to encourage one another. We need to be able to exhort one another and say, hey, would you pray with me? Would you fast with me? You know, there's some things that we want to see our church build. But most of all, we want to see people saved. This world is in a chaos mess. And we are the people that are called by his name. We've been bought with a price, with his blood. And this is our time. You know, you look around and you say, well, you know, we're on a shutdown. We can't go here. We can't go there. But you know what? God can do anything. He can use us anywhere, anytime. If he's got to cover us with his wings, whatever he has to do, because pandemics don't stop God. You know, wars don't stop God. But I just want to encourage all of us to seek those promises again, to remind the Lord that, Lord, we believe, and if we don't have the faith that we need to have, then we ask him to give it to us because he's our Heavenly Father and he does nothing but good for us. And I'm so thankful today. I'm thankful that I know him. I'm thankful that I'm called by his name. And there's not a no amount of money that can buy this. And as you read the Word of God, there's so many things that God says to us through his word if we'll just listen. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to be able to hear your still small voice. I just want you to be able to just touch me and I respond, because he's coming back, and he's coming back for a church without spot or blemish or wrinkle. And we've got to be ready, because he could come today. But church, I just want to encourage you that God is in control and he loves us and he directs our steps, and he's really the one that's going to see us through all the way. God bless you, and I hope that you have a really good day. That's all I have, Brother Vic.
And it was great. It was tremendous, Sister Sprinkle. The message today, the underlying theme today, church, was the promises of God. Sister Sprinkle, thank you for reminding us about God's promises that he has made to us. God promised us a revival, Sister Sprinkle said. It's going to come from the north, the east, the south, and the west. We're thankful for the promises of God, and he is faithful that promised. Again, we heard promise a lot. We heard the promises of God several times. Church, let's be thinking and meditating on that all day long as we pray, as we work, whatever we're doing. Let's be reminded about these words Sister Sprinkle gave us. God gave us a promise. Let's hold on to it. We're going to hold on to it through prayer. Hallelujah. Well, with that said, church, we want to make sure that everyone has a great day in Jesus' name. We will not have our devotion tonight, but we will have our devotion tomorrow morning with Elder Paul Price. You don't want to miss it tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. God bless all of you, and have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.